Welcome to HQ Wave Radio. My name's Alana.
And I'm Francis.
And we're best friends!
2018 year.
This is the year that it is! Woo!
This is the year 2018.
Oh yeah.
Happy New Year's, everybody!
Yeah, woo, coming woo, at woo. You! You know, I have a lot of resolutions for this year. Yeah. I really thought long and hard, and by long and hard, I mean I only came up with a couple, because as you know, I was tired over the holidays.
You only need a few, though. Like, if you have too many, it's too long. Like,
that's true.
Like, listen, let's be realistic. You're only going to accomplish one, so make it the best resolution of your life.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, so one of my resolutions is to do more writing, you know, because I am a writer by trade. Before I was a radio show host, I was a writer, so I want to do some more writing. Another resolution is to be more energetic, which I know is against my nature.
How could you even be more energetic than you are now? You're super energetic.
Yeah, but I don't want to be tired all the time is the problem. Like, I want to experience more life outside of my room and my bed, you know? I'm always tired.
I wonder if it's because you sleep a lot or not enough.
Yeah, one or the other.
Or your lack of exercise. I mean, you and I are Apple Watch friends now, and I can tell when you exercise and when you don't.
That's true. Yeah. So those are a couple of the resolutions that I have. What about you, Francis?
Well, so this year I have promised myself that I'm going to learn how to dance.
Yeah. Really?
Not like salsa or breakdance, or I guess breakdancing, because I'm thinking of hip hop. You know, like going on the dance floor and like looking sexy.
Ooh, okay.
Living la vida loca.
Yes.
Yeah. So
at my wedding, you better debut some new dance moves.
Obviously, I'm gonna be like breakdancing to Dragon Schmaggin, Moma Lagin.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
The top song I'll be playing at my wedding. that's great.
Yeah. I have some other boring career goals, but you know, like, whatever. Those are...
Yeah, whatever,
yeah,
please.
Yeah, who fucking cares?
I mean, really, though.
I think the one thing I learned from last year is, like, people really bond over TV, like, mm-hmm. good TV shows. And as you know, Alana, I'm not a very avid TV watcher, so one of my resolutions is to watch more TV.
It's not to watch a movie with me? Are you serious right now? You still don't want to watch an actual movie with me, like in the theaters. You don't want to take me to the movies. Mm.
Depends if it's Yu-Gi-Oh! Dark Side of the Moon, because no, I won't. I will not see that with you.
Well, you guys are in for a surprise, because there was one time I saw a movie with Francis, and it did not go the way I had hoped. By the way, Francis, I hope you know it's Dark Side of Dimensions, not Dark Side of the Moon. I think you're thinking of a Pink Floyd album, not a thought-provoking, heartbreaking Yu-Gi-Oh! Film that came out in the year 2017.
Am I thinking, like, Mulan? Is that, like, a song from Mulan?
Are you kidding right now? That is a lyric from a song in Mulan. Of course, I know that song that you're speaking of, but I am speaking, of course, of the award-winning film that features my favorite characters from a show that got canceled 10 years ago, so...
Are you mad about me and you not watching a movie yet? Is that the animosity I'm sensing here?
I want to go see a movie with you, and I just wish we would see one together. And wish you would educate yourself on movies.
You know that I'm just not into movies, though.
Why? Because honestly, it just feels like a rejection of my character.
You know, there's just so much involved with going to a movie. You go to a movie theater and you pay money. You pay actual money dollars, like $15, to go see a movie. And you take some time out of your day. And you don't know if the movie's any good. And when you watch the movie, it could either, you know, like, be great or it could be shitty. But regardless, you paid $15 to see the movie when you could, if you have internet... You could just go see it online on Netflix or something. And guess what? Netflix has a monthly subscription of, what, $8 or $9 a month. So,
sponsored by Netflix, by the way, this episode in its entirety. Thank you, Netflix. Not really, actually. But how dare you? Because you could say that about literally anything that you experience in this life. You could say that about a meal. You could say that about an apartment.
Can I subscribe to a meal?
Are you joking, right? You don't subscribe to a movie. You see a movie. I don't know, like, you're... Wait, are you changing your parameters of your argument now?
No, I'm not. I'm just saying that a movie is an experience,
yes.
And sometimes the experience isn't worth the $15 that you pay.
Is that why you refused to take me to see a movie that one night?
Yeah.
Wow.
Why don't we talk about that for yeah. today's episode?
Okay. Yeah. Great. Let's go to the beginning. Let's unpack this a little bit because I'm ready. Okay.
Okay. Well, tell us your story.
Okay. So once upon a time, 2 years ago, exactly, I remember it was about January, February of 2016, I wanted to see a movie like any normal American person would want to see on a, like, I don't know. It was probably a weekend day-ish.
Are you saying, like, the Chinese don't want to see movies either? I mean, that's...
Wow. Okay, you're trying to make this political right now? Or racial? I don't know what you're trying to make this. But anyway, as I was saying, I wanted to go and see a movie. I had never seen a movie with my best friend Francis. And I don't know, seeing a movie with someone isn't the craziest thing in the world. So I suggest we go see a movie. And Francis says, oh, okay, sure, what should we see? And so I said that my coworkers had said that The Jungle Book, at the time The Jungle Book was out in theaters, is really good, the 3D one, the one that they had just made. And so he's like, oh, sure, yeah, and it was actually playing in a theater that we could walk to, very close by. And Francis goes, oh, sure, let me just go and order the tickets. And he goes, beep, bop, boop, he's on his computer. And I go, okay, like, he's looking up the movie times, he's looking up, you know, buying the tickets, I'll Venmo him, it'll be great. And,
I don't think I actively lied to you. I didn't say I was going to look up.
Oh, you 100% did. Yeah, that was the only reason why I was sitting there, because usually I go and I'm totally fine with going and booking tickets and booking myself to a movie theater if I need to. And I'm just sitting there all, like, excited. Yeah, can't wait. And then it turned out, no, he was not looking up movie tickets. He was downloading a film. What film was it? It was The Jungle Book.
No, yeah, I was trying to download Jungle Book.
No, I actually was. Yes, he was, folks. He was. And it was heartbreaking.
Okay, yeah, I remember now, because, like, I was downloading Jungle Book,
right.
But then the file I was downloading was, like, wasn't going to work out, so...
Yeah, I was very upset. How we found this out... Well, okay, so Francis kept me along, because he downloaded that for a while. It was a big movie file. I mean, it was an entire movie. So we're sitting there, and I'm like, oh, isn't the movie times? Because, you know, I have a phone that has internet, so I can look up the times of a nearby movie theater that's playing a movie I want to see. And I go, oh, man, it's getting kind of close. Like, should we leave? And Princess goes, oh, you know, just one second. It's fine. You know, they have reserved seating at this movie theater. I go, okay, sure. Yes, it was this elaborate of a lie, Francis. I know you think you're not a liar, but you lied to me in this instance. And... then I look around, I go around to look at the laptop, and I see that he's downloading Jungle Book illegally. And I go, are you kidding me right now? And Francis goes, oh, well, I just don't want to spend the money. I mean, movie theaters, like, why would you, what if it's a bad movie that you feel like it wasted your money?
I know, because, like, at that point, you only told me that your coworkers had told you that it was a good movie.
So my coworkers are liars. You're telling me. Well, but, I mean, which I understand, but it's also like, don't tell a girl you're going to take it to the movie theater. So we have no intention of taking to the movie theaters. Well, anyway, I was just excited because we had never seen a movie together. So I said, okay, illegally download this movie, sure. We go and we hook it up with the HDMI cable to his TV, which he never used. And it doesn't end up working. The video file doesn't even play. And I go, are you joking right now? What are we supposed to do? And Francis says, well, don't worry. I have other movies illegally downloaded that we can just watch. What do you want to see? What kind of movies did you have there, Francis?
Well, I had, like, some classics. I had Pandora, Pan's Maze, Pan's Box,
Pan's Labyrinth.
Yeah, the Spanish movie about Pan and
Goku.
I don't remember. This was a long time ago. The point
Francis,
is...
you told me there was, like, some really great movies that you loved. You're telling me you can't remember one?
Little Miss Sunshine is on there. I know that much.
Uh-huh. Something Sunrise Sunset? Some series? No.
No, that was long.
Oh.
Behind my girl. Anyways, well, what we end up watching is Blade Runner, which, I think at the time our friend Allie was telling us that it was a really good movie, and, you know, we had heard a lot about it being classic.
Yeah.
So, you know, Blade Runner, whatever. It was in the 80s, but if classics were timeless, you know, whatever.
Right. And
watch it.
It should also be, you know, it was a movie that, because Francis was recommending all these movies. He goes, oh, we should see this movie or this movie. Oh, this movie's really great. And they were all movies he had seen already, but I hadn't seen. And I felt like, well, no, but the joy of watching a movie is to see a movie with someone that both participants haven't seen it yet. I mean, it's just not really fun if, like, one person already knows what's going to happen. I feel like. I don't know.
Yeah, that's no, just I agree with you. I agree with you on that aspect. Like, I think it's a lot better to be able to see it for the first time and then talk about it and, you know,
and then
like,
that way you're sharing an experience with someone that is specific to that person.
That's, you know, fair. I do agree with that, yes.
So we picked Blade Runner, unfortunately.
And you know what? To that, to your, our earlier point, we both mutually hated it. We thought it was stupid. And we had an experience of watching a movie together.
Apparently the only one, because you still refuse to watch a movie with me. And so the only movie we get to see together is a terrible one. And that will just be burned in our memory.
I told you, as long as it's not Yu-Gi-Oh! Dark Side of Dimensions.
You were going to say Dark Side of the Moon, weren't you? And you were going to reference a Mulan song. Francis, educate yourself, okay?
Oh, thank you.
So, yeah, and needless to say, we sat down and we watched that movie, and it was not good. I don't know who told us it was a classic. I mean, I guess it's several many people, including the internet, told us it was a classic, but it was bad.
I specifically referenced Allie in our last segment, so
oh, sorry,
we
Allie.
Can just drop the blame on her.
Yeah, maybe a little bit. I don't know. I just felt like it was kind of weird and bad and just not great.
It wasn't for us at the time, though they are coming out with a remake of it with Ryan.
I think.
So that shows you how up to date to movies I am. But like with Ryan Gosling in it, I would see it.
Really? Yeah. It already came out and you didn't see it, so I don't know if they really got your money there. I don't know if Ryan Gosling got paid. Are you sure you would go see it? So Francis, what is it going to take for you to see a movie with me? I mean, honestly, so I'd see any movie with you. Clearly, I watched Blade Runner with you.
I mean, I'm interested in the new Star Wars movie that came out, but you've already seen it.
You never told me you were interested in seeing
because
it.
Because I didn't know that you wanted to
see any movie? You know how I love movies. I will watch any. I will go to the ends of the earth to watch a movie with you.
I have Netflix. Why don't we just watch Netflix?
What on Netflix, though? This is a problem, folks. Like, when you love someone that doesn't love you back, it's hard. But yeah, I don't know. Well, I guess you'll just have to tune in next time to see if we actually see a movie together.
So you know what did come out of our watching Blade Runner? I think, wasn't that the night we also watched Super Nanny? Or was it another night?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure it
that
was.
That was the same night. And we binged on Super Nanny clips for
that's
a while.
The moral of the story? We
that's the
watched
moral.
Some YouTube? When you can't enjoy a movie, watch terrible YouTube.
Watch YouTube of parents that can't control their kids and need some super nanny to come in and control them for
but
you.
But don't watch the resolution. We don't watch them actually learn and become better people.
We're only interested in the conflicts.
And the mistakes.
Yeah, like I don't watch the Pokemon cartoon show for the story, just the battling.
Just the assault between two Pokemon. Which, by the way, if you haven't seen certain clips of Pokemon just attacking each other on YouTube, I don't know what you're
yo,
doing
yeah,
with
just
your life.
Look up Pokemon Origins Charmander versus Squirtle, and you'll be
educate yourself.
You'll be in for the ride of your life.
Yeah.
This is not your childhood version of Pokemon.
Yeah.
This is some real shit. This is Pokemon battles really are.
This episode's sponsored by YouTube and or Pokemon. Go watch it in either way.
All right, you guys, that's our show. Tune in 2 weeks from now and listen to us talk more about ourselves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the occasional other person that's involved. But yeah, we hope you guys enjoyed this little movie night special, or lack thereof, I suppose I should say.
Yeah, I'm kind of like dreading these moments where we're talking about me and unpacking me.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, that's what radio show hosts do, right? They unpack each other's.
So. Right. Yep.
Yeah. So tune in next time for more unpacking.
Exactly. And in the meantime, check out our previous episodes. They're all on our Anchor channel, as well as Google Play and Apple Podcasts. Check out our Instagram, huaf.productions at instagram.com.
And we'll see you guys next time. And remember,
the best ship to sail on is friendship.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.